Hello and welcome to the TFB Spotlight interview series. I haven't done one in quite some time, but I'm happy today to say that Yosef West of Relay has a Relay Bank. Is it Relay Bank or Relay?
Relay or Relay Financial?
Relay Financial. Okay. Relay Financial, now that we got that right, is here with me. And many of you will have know Yosef already as someone in our community in the accounting community. But if you've never heard of Yosef, you're going to find out all about him today. And we enjoy him as part of our community, even though he's not an accountant or bookkeeper, although in our history, I got him to do some bookkeeping in a webinar. So thank you, Yosef. I appreciate you agreeing to do this interview.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I love working in and around the accounting and bookkeeping community, and I just have a lot of fun. So it's great to be here.
Well, that leads me to my very first question about your background. And some of I know a little bit of it, but I don't know all of this either. How is it, because you're not an accountant, you're not a bookkeeper, how is it that you came to be involved with the accounting world?
Yeah, I mean, like many of us, it's a long road, right? And it's lots of turns and twists, or twists and turns. I can give like the quick bio on myself.
Yes, please.
I've been like the things that are most interesting to me are really like I love financial technology. I think it's like a great way to kind of even create more equality in the world and create more opportunity for people. And historically, always someone that like roots for the underdog and wants to help that person succeed. Just have had kind of a couple opportunities to work with small business owners. And they are some of the most dynamic, interesting people, as well as the advisors that, and I include accountants and bookkeepers as small business owners. Because they are, right? You're running your own business.
Yeah, we're independent.
Some of the most dynamic, interesting people that you can meet.
Really, most really people wouldn't agree with you. The public thinks, accountants and bookkeepers, we're boring. So
I think that's the surprising part of all of this, right? It's like there are stereotypes. There are stereotypes of every industry. Mm-hmm. But when you actually get involved and entrenched and get to know people, you learn that there's like different parts to the industry. Yes. There certainly are, perhaps not in this community specifically, there certainly are parts of the accounting and bookkeeping community that match the stereotype, sure, but I don't think that's the majority. I think the majority is like people who really care about their clients and, well, not that everyone doesn't care about their clients, but they really care about their clients. They want to use new technology and learn and drive more automation and efficiency and just want to build a better business so they can build a better life for themselves. And I think that's more the broad strokes that I've seen. Anyways, to answer your question, I apologize. Sometimes I go on tangents, so feel free to pull me back. To answer your question, coming out of school, started a company with a friend of mine. We managed to raise like a very small amount of money. And it was basically like investing made easy for do-it-yourself investors. And so we built this product, put it out in the world, got 30, 40,000 users, which at the time was like a meaningful number. It was quite cool.
Yeah.
The idea was that it would be like free with ads, which at the time people thought was a good idea. Turns out it was not a good idea. Doesn't work that way. So we ended up kind of joining a company through like an acquisition called Wave or Wave Accounting at the time.
Oh, I didn't know you were involved with Wave. Interesting. Because I was going to say Wave did that it was free software with ads and then eventually not anymore.
Yep. So that's like, that was honestly the first foray into that world, right? Or into this world. Okay. So they brought us on to build out their personal finance solution, because they're focused on micro SMBs, one to zero to nine employees, basically. And we kind of joined them and then, quickly kind of realized that, hey, maybe we can help out in other areas of the business. Ended up doing that for a bit. Spent a year there, had a lot of fun, learned a lot. They've kind of had an amazing outcome that happened last year, which was really cool. Yeah. And, big props to that team. I think I was there for 12 months and it was like a 9-year journey. So definitely all the credit goes to them.
Yeah.
And so left there, kind of walked through the woods trying to figure out what to do next. And ended up joining HubDoc knew the Jamies from before in the Toronto tech ecosystem. I don't know what it is about, you know, what's in the water in Toronto that we all build like accounting software tech.
There's so many. Yeah.
It's like this weird corridor, but really awesome. Really enjoyed them as people. And, you know, there's a lot of cultural alignment. Mm-hmm. And then just felt the opportunity was really exciting, right? We were just at, like, this was 2014.
Right. And
just at the beginning of the, like, shift from desktop-based software to cloud-based software.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it had a ton of fun kind of doing that. And it's funny, you know, when we talk about like the idea of, okay, how did you get here? Right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, who would 16-year-old Youssef have guessed that this is what my career would be? No, there's no chance I would have guessed, but I'm having a lot of fun and that's really what matters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Okay. So you were associated with Wave that acquired your original startup. So first of all, you're very entrepreneurial because we're always doing it in financial. So, you know, it's not a surprise that you are in our world. And then after Wave, you went to HubDoc, and then HubDoc got acquired by Xero. And now you went on your own again. So tell us about Relay. How did this all get started?
Yeah. So I'll start with just like what Relay is, and then I can give kind of the genesis story.
Okay.
So Relay is like small business banking made easy. You can collaborate with user permissions. You can manage your payables from inside your bank account. Mm-hmm. And you can manage business spending using our cards. So it's all backed by like a financial institution called Evolve Bank and Trust out of Tennessee. They've been around since like 1925, have $500 million in assets. And it's through them that we're able to offer FDIC insured bank accounts for businesses.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. And it's only for businesses, right?
Only for businesses. We do accept like sole props. Mm-hmm. Certainly. So sole props, LLCs, general partnerships, and corporations. You can sign up online inside of 10 minutes. It's pretty slick. It kind of solves the core pain points that people typically have around small business banking.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's the premise of what we're building and what we're doing. How did we get here? I spent, you know, 4.5 years working at HubDoc, learned a ton, got to work with a bunch of great people. And eventually it was kind of just time to move on and find the next thing. And throughout those 4.5 years, I'd kind of kept a notebook of like business ideas, like just, you know, any and all that I could come up with or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of started working through that list, and kind of came across small business banking,
mm-hmm.
And thought it was like, could be compelling. So I talked to a lot of, you know, a lot of the firms that I've become friends with and people that I've become friends with over the years and said, hey, you know, how does this work today? Like, what would make you recommend a business bank account?
Right.
And started to understand that, okay, if they had a partner portal, if they could control staff access, if they had a direct bank feed into the accounting system, that would really be like a home run for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we felt like relatively confident about, you know, we could probably sell this to accountants and bookkeepers and they would use it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, transpired, which is really amazing. And then the other piece.
Love how you said that. It's like, we had this idea, we tried it, and it worked.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, most of those ideas don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the other piece was like understanding the small business side of it and really getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we did that, we just wanted to access the small business owners as quickly as we could get it. So we went door to door to restaurants, quick serve coffee shops in Toronto and just met people in various neighborhoods. Sometimes had totally awkward conversations and sometimes had like really amazing conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And just really understood that, you know, the biggest challenge every small business owner, and we're really seeing this right now, is, you know, cash, right? Like getting financial visibility and understanding what's actually happening in your business. And one of the biggest limiting factors, and we saw this at HubDoc through that experience, the biggest limiting factors to actually getting financial visibility is access to and quality of like transaction data. And, you know, that's statements, it's bank feeds, it's Google searching to figure out what the heck this transaction is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really like the key insight that, you know, there was pain points on the advisor side, on the accountant or bookkeeper side. Mm-hmm. As well as on the small business side,
business
in terms
side,
of them wanting to like, make better decisions effectively.
Right. And this is why bookkeeping matters, even though every, you know, business owners view it like, we don't want to deal with that. But without all the transactions and without all the information that comes from through the bank, you can't do anything. You can't get a loan. You can't know what's going on in your business. You can't do anything unless you have all of that information. And it, when you think about it, when step back, I mean, it's the banks and what they've done that has been a huge help, as opposed to years ago when everything was paper and pencil. So yeah, I mean, the way it works with the bank. And so when you get all this cryptic information through a bank, yeah, that can be very difficult. Speaking as a bookkeeper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it is, it's a big help. But what about, like, especially now we have said, because you're an online bank, basically, mm-hmm. for business. So that in itself is an unusual thing. So tell me, what kinds of businesses do you think, or are you seeing, are the ones that find using an online bank the most useful?
So, like, I think if we were to run through our core segments, mm-hmm. In terms of businesses that use Relay today, mm-hmm. it's so varied. It's honestly such a long tail.
Okay.
It's to the point where people ask, like, okay, who would be a good fit? And it's actually more like, who wouldn't be a good fit? So if you have like a cash heavy business, mm-hmm. Or one that needs to process like a lot of checks every month, like talking 100 right. checks every month.
Yeah, paper checks. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, you know, maybe Relay isn't the right fit for you.
Right. That makes sense.
Segments that we see a lot of, e-commerce, definitely, mm-hmm. All types of consultants, mm-hmm. real estate, health and wellness. Definitely see a lot of nonprofits and churches and ministries.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think that makes Relay stand apart? Besides being online specifically only for business, what else makes you stand apart from any other online bank that might offer business accounts? Yeah. Because I mean, I coming from the Profit First world, when you were still doing a lot of the market research and we spoke, and I was like, this is great for Profit First because you can have multiple bank accounts and we're not getting fees, correct?
Exactly.
So I could see that.
So you can have up to 10 bank accounts. With Relay, and it's like no monthly fees, no minimum balances. You can instantly, like just at the click of a button, create a new bank account, and it's not like a sub account. It is a real bank account with an account number and routing number, mm-hmm. which is super awesome. This is why the like Profit First community loves Relay. Mm-hmm. In terms of like, you know, why do people switch over from like Wells Fargo, TD, PNC Bank? They typically start with like a use case. So, you know, we think about, you know, stepping back even from Relay for a second, like we look at the last 5 years, every part of the software stack has effectively changed, right?
It's in constant change. Yeah.
Yeah. And except for one part, which is like the bank account. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but the bank account is the nerve center. It connects to everything.
Yep.
And so our core view is like, what if you had a bank account that did connect and work with your business systems instead of kind of working against them? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, on the kind of bookkeeper, on the account side, on the advisory side, the reason they love us is we give you a partner portal. So you get one, your own login to actually mm-hmm. manage access to your client's bank accounts, number one. Two, you get a direct bank feed into mm-hmm. QBO as nice. Well as Xero.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. So it's API to API. So no web scrapers. It's not really going to break.
Yeah.
It's good. Pretty sweet.
Well, that's one of the big hair pulling anyway, and you know it from being in HubDoc. And then, of course, even in QBO, which is the world I'm in, that those connections break all the time. And it's like they're great when they work, but when they don't work, you want to pull your hair out.
So. I mean, it's the number one feature request across both of those organizations to actually have bank feeds that work, right? Because it is such a consistent.
So there's your tagline, bank feeds that work, or bank feeds that actually work.
Right. and then the third thing is, you know, we standardize and enrich the data that goes across. So, you know, whether it's like a MasterCard transaction and we, instead of it being Starbucks 123 Winter Lane, it just comes through as Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And you actually get the category information and to say it's a coffee shop, not that you need help with that merchant.
Right. But whatever automation on that score is good, because again, I'm just going to say it the way it is, because that's what I do is as a bookkeeper in QuickBooks. Yeah. It goes to guess things too. And it's wrong a lot of the times. So, you know, it's nice to have somebody else that may be helping with that.
Absolutely.
you know, that understands to clean up some of the stuff, that, that information that comes through.
Yeah. Like, I think that that industry understanding is like a big part of kind of our secret sauce and why people love working with Relay, is because, like, for instance, checks, you know, you're constantly having to chase down, you know, check 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's like, what is this check? I have to read the handwriting, all this stuff.
Right.
And we actually take the payee or payer's name, and pass, not only show that up in the, or show that in the bank account, but also pass it across into QuickBooks Online, nice. As well as Xero in the bank feed. There's a reason that folks call it like a bookkeeper's dream, because it's really like, it's, you know, really tooting our own horn here, but it's really well thought out. And so that's why people love it on the advisory side. I think every firm would just love to snap their fingers and move all their clients to Relay. The feedback that we get is like, hey, how do I switch people? Like, they have an existing banking relationship. That seems hard, right? And I think it's good feedback.
Well, that would be a good question, because if I have clients, which I do, on Wells Fargo, and they've been using it, like, and I really want them, because, and I'm not saying specifically Wells Fargo, but if I was having a lot of issues with the bank connection and trying to get the client to go in and reconnect and all that, how do I get them to say, you know, let's change banks? You know, many bookkeepers I can see would say, well, it's not up to me to tell my client where they should have their bank. I mean, how do you approach that?
Yeah. So I think the guidance we provide firms, is to treat switching like a 4-letter word. You just don't say it. And to focus really on what are the client pain points, just as you're introducing any software. So, you know, in our case, we actually integrate in with QuickBooks Online to import unpaid bills. So maybe you want to have like automation of payables. Maybe your client actually wants to be able to issue cards to employees to get better visibility on business spending and set up financial controls. So those are really the two use cases that we see business owners who have an existing banking relationship. You don't want to do like a rip and replace. And that's like, I'd say 90% of the customers that come to us. They start with one of those use cases. So it's like accounts payable or expense management. And one of the stories we love to tell, this business owner, she has a recruiting firm. She was with, came to us when she was like with Bank of America. And she tells us, well, you know what? Bank of America is my primary financial institution. I just want to use Relay for bill pay because we offer free ACH. It was more flexible. It was easier to use and like not a clunky kind of online bank bill pay that charges a whole bunch of fees. And so she threw 10 grand into a Relay account, tested it out, saw that it did what it said on the can, built trust, and kind of eventually saw that, well, and quickly saw that everything she wanted to do in Bank of America, she could do inside of Relay. And then third, she saw that we have amazing customer service and, you know, excuse my French, but we gave a shit. And really, you know, worked with her to help her business and help her succeed. And effectively what's happened, she's never formally shut down her Bank of America account, but she's got, you know, 136 grand in her Relay account and 1700 bucks in her Bank of America. And it's very clear what eventually became the primary financial institution. So it's a use it as a compliment, try it out, see how it works. If it doesn't work for that business, there's no commitment, right? There's no monthly fees. There's no minimum balances. We want to earn your business, and we're not going to make it hard for you to leave or anything like that. So that's really the approach that we see works. It's like start with a use case and then just allow it to be more of a gradual change.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the question that everybody's wondering. They're like, wait, let me get this straight. It's a business bank account that has, I can help me with my payables. I can have a portal. I can do all these things. And no minimum balance, no fees for my clients. How do you make money?
Oh my God, money. it's an important topic. So the way we make money is through like our cards. So when people spend money on our cards, the merchants that are receiving those funds are paying merchant fees. And we get a healthy portion of those merchant fees, just like, you know, American Express does or Discover or, you know, any of the card companies. And so that's our revenue model, and you know, it works pretty well.
Very good, very good, excellent. And then now, of course, in our current state of affairs with COVID-19, are you seeing any kind of a surge, or do you see any? What are the benefits really of working with COVID, not with COVID-19, working with Relay during this period, because we don't know how long this is going to last. And of course, a lot of businesses are in a flurry right now because the financial, the economy is like taking a sharp turn down. So where do you see Relay fitting into all of this that's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time, right? And it certainly highlights how important visibility into your finances really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, you know, in a COVID-19 world where no one wants to go outside and people are cost conscious, like a digital bank that has no monthly fees it seems like a winning formula. Mm-hmm. So we've seen like kind of like no slowdown in business, if anything, like a bit of an uptick. I apologize for that sound. So from that perspective, that's all been relatively smooth sailing for us when we consider ourselves lucky, because there's certainly peers in the tech community who perhaps run businesses that are focused on travel or things of that nature, which are facing more challenging times. Mm-hmm. So we definitely count ourselves lucky there. And then in terms of like our, you know, the community of advisors that we work with and small business owners, we've been, you know, trying to evaluate what is the right way to engage with the community. Mm-hmm. I'm with everyone last week when we all got 100 emails about COVID-19.
Yeah. And it was
right. Yeah. And you know, they're trying to help, but it's also like, yeah, but can you please stop reminding me that I'm stuck indoors? And I don't need an email from the hotel I stayed in 4 years ago.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I think what we're going to end up doing is actually just calling our customers. So we have a day or two blocked out next week for the team. It's just, we're going to go down our list and call as many people as we can. Probably won't be able to reach everyone, but we're just going to give them a call, see how they're doing. You know, human to human kind of social contact, and see if there's any way we can support or provide, you know, any resources or anything that might be of value to advisors and small business owners. That's going to be our way of kind of fostering community and connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Oh, one question as a bookkeeper, that's a huge pain point. What about statements? How easy is it to get statements from clients' accounts?
Super easy. You have your partner portal, you click into the client's account, and then you go to accounts and you go to the statement section. And you can just download them.
Okay. But that would be a good reason why accountants and bookkeepers would want to slowly get their clients to try Relay and then move it over, because then if most of your clients are on that platform, then when it comes time to do reconciliations, it's an easy fix to be able to pull all that information.
Absolutely.
I even had some ideas, but anyway.
Well, The natural next step there is, okay, if you have a bank that is, the premise is like it could connect to everything, why doesn't it like automatically push those statements into your HubDoc or your receipt bank? Mm-hmm. And that's certainly on the radar.
Or your Smart Vault, the way HubDoc
Smart Vault,
will
of course
do it and throw it into a file and then they're just there.
Yeah.
Do you think now I'm putting you on the spot. Do you think that that's a possibility at some point, that we could get it, that all of your clients' bank accounts, when their statements come out, that they can, there's some switch or something we can turn on to automatically send them to, you know, wherever we want them to go in one of those other apps?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense for that to happen. I think where we would start is that, like, you know, connecting into, you know, the document management, financial document management pieces, and then expand beyond. I know there's been a lot of recommendations for like a Zapier integration.
Right.
So you can imagine a world where you could actually just set up a Zap that when there's a statement, you know, notify my team.
Yeah.
Right. Or something cool like that, or just send it automatically to my Smart Vault account
Because that's what I'm thinking is the workflow on that is that when it comes time for reconciliations, you just go to that folder and all your statements are there. You don't have to even go into the bank account to get them, that they're just already there. So just a thought, you know how it is. We're all going to keep asking for stuff that we want.
Please do. It helps us prioritize.
Yeah. That's great. Let me see. I do have one more question I wanted to ask you. And any best tips or strategies that you have for navigating business going forward when people have to work from home and facing financial challenges?
Yeah, so I'm gonna split that question out. I think you know, on the financial challenges part, it's a super hard time for everyone, because there's a significant amount of uncertainty. We don't really know what's going to happen.
That's true. And
so you know, the best piece of advice we've gotten, as well as I think we've heard or seen, is really to just understand your financial position as well as you can.
Yeah.
And perhaps like model out like what's a best case scenario, what's a neutral scenario, what's a worst case scenario, and review your financial position based on each of those kind of cases. I think that's like perhaps the best way to start. And then certainly look at, I know a number of people have put together significant documentation around a lot of these SBA loans.
Right.
And seeing what guidance you can get around that. Seems like there's a lot of opportunity to kind of recover perhaps some of the losses that might be occurring, and digging into government grants to the extent you can get them would be super valuable. And then working from home, I don't know. We haven't cracked it. we're doing a lot of Zooms.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Slack. It's, you know, we're more of a like an office culture team. Like we like to be in the office. And so it's been a transition. We did like check-in calls with everyone, see how everyone was doing. You know, this is like our second week working from home.
Yeah.
And the resounding feedback was like, hey, could we do like some type of like, I don't know, happy hour or office like lunch where we all just meet on Zoom and just hang out a little bit more casually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do that next week. I don't know. I definitely don't have the solutions. There are people that, you know, like that's the thing. A lot of the accounting bookkeeping community are remote already.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's basically no different for me. Right. We're doing what we're doing, but I know it's a big change for a team like yours. So.
Yeah. So I mean, we're learning and doing the best we can and just trying to stay connected, which I think is important.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, no, it's great. Everybody wants to hear how other people's experiences are. So it's great to hear that you're following it. You know, you're with everybody else trying to figure it all out. And also just a little feedback, what I'm hearing with Relay, what Relay is, online bank, you know, you have all these cool features, but you also have the human caring to it, which that combination is fantastic, because trying to deal with banks can be tough, the big ones. Even, you know, you get to sit online on hold for a long time and try to get through and you can't. So I think it's great that you're bringing that human touch to an online application, because you're not going to need people necessarily, your customers, talking to you all the time, but to know that you guys care, like you're going to be reaching out and calling everybody, that's going above and beyond. So that in itself, from where I sit, looks like that extra step that makes you superior to other online banks. So great job. Keep us posted as things progress. I'm interested in more in here. Maybe I could get you to agree to give us a demo at some point, possibly with the accounts payable part, because that's a big pain point for bookkeepers and their clients. So if you're open to it, that would be great.
I mean, we would love to anytime.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And we'll see you around the web.
All right. Thanks so much, Gabrielle. Thanks, everyone, for watching this or reading this.